Hi, I'm Willis Kern. Thanks for choosing Sound Money on GLT, and thanks for listening to the Sound Money Podcast.
Support for GLT comes from Justin M. Boyd, financial representative at Country Financial, offering clients a one-on-one experience to meet all of their financial and insurance needs. Auto, home, life, business, and retirement options. More at facebook.com/JustinBoydCountry. This is GLT.
Illinois' pension funding problems have been in the news for years, culminating with the state Supreme Court decision invalidating changes the legislature and former Governor Quinn made to benefits for state workers. We're going to continue our series on retirement with Edgar Norton, director of Illinois State University's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis. There are a lot of state workers in central Illinois with many ISU employees, but our conversation is of interest to anyone who pays taxes in Illinois. Edgar, earlier this year, the chief investment officer for the State University Retirement System gave a chilling comment that essentially the state will run out of assets to pay retirement costs within 10 years. What did Daniel Allen say? And first, why should university employees be concerned about all this?
We've been paying into the system, and the state is now making payments into the system, and we're woefully underfunded. Last number I saw, I think as of last January, our pension system for the state university system, it's 42% funded, which means if they had to pay everything out today, they could only pay 42 cents on the dollar. The good news is they don't have to pay everything out today. There's a chance for them to make contributions over time and to earn returns. But then again, the way the baby boomers are retiring from the system, that's going to be a big drain. And so that the actuarial calculations that that investment officer is talking about reflect the fact that people will be retiring, and that will be draining money from the system, and it's in trouble.
But the system is also obtaining newer workers who don't have the same drag on the system later on. So doesn't that balance things out a little bit?
Perhaps. They're paying into another system or the self-managed plan, which is not the same thing as the pension plan. We may not have as much money going to the pension plan as we had in the past. And so less money coming in, more people retiring, bigger payouts over time, and we're in trouble. That's why the state's share of the state's pension contributions keep on rising every year, and the state politicians are concerned because that will be sucking money away from their other projects that they like to fund.
So let's talk directly to state employees now and use them for an example. How can they hedge against all of this? Let's look at some of those options that they have available. What are they?
Well, first, let's throw some cold water on this all, that people believe that, well, the state's made a promise. It's in the Constitution says this, and so I'm safe. I don't need to worry about it. I can be like Chicken Little, and no, Chicken Little said the sky is falling, so I can be like Chicken Little's friends.
But essentially, somewhere, somebody's going to bail us out. We're going to be fine.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that may not happen. We don't have any precedent on the state level, but there's been cities and counties that have gone bankrupt. If there's no money there, they can't pay the bills, and that includes pensions. And so there have been some court-adjudicated pension reductions. Even when the city constitution says, thou shalt not, well, the court said, yes, thou shalt, because there's no money there. And so that's a concern. If I'm a state worker, you know, what's going to happen in 10, 15 years? Will I get my promised payout? Okay. Moving forward, what can I do between now and then? Well, we really have to work on our budget, because you have to take more control of your own future by putting money aside and working at ISU. We're lucky in a way. We can contribute to a 403B plan, which is like a 401K, but only it's for nonprofits and educational institutions. 403B, if you're under 50, you can put up to $18,000 of your paycheck into a 403B, and you can double dip, something the private sector can't do. You can also make contributions to what's called a 457 plan. A 457 plan is for government employees. And so anyone who's involved in the state government can contribute to a 457. So we're educational and a state government unit. So we can double dip. If you have the money, I know, let them eat cake, right? You can put up to $18,000 into both of those plans. And yeah, that's a long-term goal for many of us to work toward, but at least you have the opportunity to save up some money in addition to what you can do with an IRA. But number one issue is, you know, can I do it right away? Probably not. So you really got to think ahead and try to budget that money.
So are there other areas that people can put their money? I know there's, at the end of the month, the money runs out, and you can only do so much because you have to live, you have to eat, you have to get to and from work, et cetera. But are there other things that people can do to safeguard against this looming CSRS, I guess you would call it, disaster?
our health care costs. Right now, state retirees have health care costs taken care of. Whether that's going to continue or not is the question in my mind. But those health care costs won't cover nursing home or long-term care, which can be quite a drain on a family's assets and a family's income if mom or dad have to go into a nursing home or need, you know, someone to visit a home every so often to check up on them. And there's an entity out there, there's a tool out there called long-term care insurance that some people may want to look into to see if it makes sense for them and their family. There are some frightening stats out there that 30 or 40% of us will need that sometime in our future. And so that might be, you know, nursing homes right now go around for $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And so that can be quite a drain on resources. But that's a way to help protect assets. In retirement, you really have to save toward the 403B, the 457, and the IRAs.
And also, someone has the power within themselves to control their own income by keeping on working, right?
They can keep on working if they have good enough health, and if they're married, their spouse has good enough health. And if you enjoy your job, just keep on going to work every day. Right now, we have health care coverage paid by our state employer. You get a full paycheck rather than a risky retirement paycheck. And so an ISU has been very conservatively managed, and so we're financially stable and strong here. So that's another option. Just keep on working for a bit longer.
So obviously, state university workers are going to be concerned about what Daniel Allen said about the state university retirement system running out of money within 10 years. Why should people who don't work for the state care about all this?
Indeed, they might be sitting back saying, well, I got my 401k. Why does this affect me? Well, it affects you a couple ways. Number one is, if you're in Illinois, you're paying taxes. And something's going to happen down the line where they're either going to maybe cut spending in programs that you favor, or they'll have to come back and raise some kind of taxes to help bail the state out. Forget about the pension issue. We're still running these big deficits, and they need to be addressed somehow. And the two big levers are, you know, cut spending, raise taxes, or somehow grow the economy in Illinois so that brings in more tax revenue. But also importantly for the non-university worker out there is the Social Security system is facing much of the same issues. The actuaries of the Social Security system say it's going to, the trust fund will be empty by 2034. So about, 18 years from now, there won't be any money left in that famous lockbox that Al Gore talked about during the Bush-Gore presidential debate. The lockbox will be empty. And the only money that will be available to be paid out as benefits will be money being paid in by current workers. And estimates are, if nothing happens, benefits will be cut by 21 to 25% starting in 2034.
So whether you're a state worker or you work for the private sector, you've just got a whole ball of sunshine worth of news here today, don't you, Edgar?
I'm glad to be cheerful Charlie here, yes. Sorry.
Edgar Norton directs Illinois State's Institute for Financial Planning and Analysis, and we've been talking about the shaky health of the State University retirement system and how it affects both state employees and non-state public employees. Thanks, Edgar, as always.
Take care, Willis.
I'm Willis Kern.